In his first audio recording in weeks, Dagalo regrets the destruction and suffering brought on the Sudanese people as a result of his conflict with the Sudan Armed Forces, which began on April 15.
We sincerely apologize to our people for the physical, psychological, and economic harm caused by the current war, which we neither planned nor sought. Our objective was to defend ourselves and tirelessly work toward removing the former regime that had inflicted oppression and tyranny upon the Sudanese people.
Dagalo addressed ethnic and tribal violence in Darfur and last week's kidnapping and assassination of West Darfur Governor Khamis Abdullah Abakar. The United Nations and eyewitnesses said RSF soldiers and allied militia were responsible for the killing. He denied the accusation and blamed Sudan's military intelligence for Abakar's death and promised to investigate the incident.
We extend our apologies for the tragic incidents in the city of Jenina. We pay tribute to the innocent citizens who lost their lives in a tribal conflict there, as well as the late West Darfur State Governor, Khamis Abdullah Abakar, who was brutally murdered. We strongly condemn the assassination of West Darfur State Governor, Khamis Abdullah Abakar. In the past 2 days, we have made intensive efforts to calm the situation in Jenina and investigate the circumstances of this incident. While we have obtained accurate information, we are forming an internal investigation committee that will immediately proceed to Jenina to investigate this incident.
Dagalo said he is grateful to the international and regional interlocutors for efforts to mediate the conflict and provide humanitarian assistance to millions of people affected by the fighting.
We extend our deep gratitude and appreciation to the United Nations and its mission in Sudan, the African Union, IGAD, the Quad, Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, the United Kingdom, and the United States, and all regional and international organizations. We highly value the efforts of the Sudanese National Forces, including political parties, armed struggle movements, professionals, youth, and the labor associations.
Heavy fighting between the RSF and the army resumed in Sudan's capital Khartoum on Wednesday after a 72-hour ceasefire expired on Tuesday. The conflict has killed thousands of people and displaced millions, while the United Nations estimates a record 25 million people, more than half of Sudan's population, now depend on humanitarian aid. For South Sudan in Focus, I'm Nabil Biagio in Washington.